Good day to everyone. You're listening to God's Truth with Free Will, and I'm Evangelist Esther Ross. As we continue to reflect on memory, this is a good time to remember the words of God that prove no nationality has the right to control, own, or govern over another one. Genesis 1, 26 through 28. Then God said, "Let us make man in our image, according to our likeness. Let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the birds of the air, and over the cattle, over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creeps on the earth." So God created man in his own image. In the image of God, he created him. Male and female, he created them. Then God blessed them, and God said to them, "Be fruitful and multiply. Fill the earth and subdue it. Have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the birds of the air, and over every living thing that moves on the earth." The man Adam only heard the voice of God for direction and understanding. The woman Adam, found in reading Genesis 5:2, King James Version, received the word of God from Adam. After the serpent of old in Revelation 12:9 talked with the woman, she ate fruit from the tree of knowledge of good and evil. The fruit is not named. Therefore, there is no truth to calling it an apple. Adam was not deceived. 1 Timothy 2:13 through 15. For Adam was formed first, then Eve. And Adam was not deceived, but the woman being deceived fell into transgression. Nevertheless, she will be saved in childbearing if they continue in faith, love, and holiness with self-control. The serpent, Satan, the devil, never approached Adam. They never spoke. And the woman, Adam, never said a word. But when she opened her hand holding the bitten fruit, her husband, compelled by love, ate with her. So any husband or wife that finds fault with that must also find fault with each wife or woman who says she has the final say, and each husband or man who agrees with it. Adam placed himself into death, separation from God, for love, just as the last Adam, Yeshua, whom we call Jesus in the Greek, did the same for us. See Matthew 27:45 through 46. Adam knew what was right to do, yet he disobeyed the warning of God. James 4:17. Remember, it is sin to know what you ought to do and then not do it. In their disobedience, they both became removed from the oneness of Hashem, meaning the name in Hebrew and signifies God. And they became removed from oneness with each other. Genesis 2:24. Therefore, a man shall leave his father and mother and be joined to his wife, and they shall become one flesh. All the trees in the garden home were pleasant to the sight and good for food. So the fruit and tree were not bad. Matthew 7:18. A good tree cannot bear bad fruit, nor can a bad tree bear good fruit. The tree represented obedience to God's warning. Therefore, after eating, in their disobedience, they took on the spirit of Satan to become one in the nature of Satan, deliberate opposition against God. Revelation 12:7-9. And war broke out in heaven. Michael and his angels fought with the dragon, and the dragon and his angels fought. But they did not prevail, nor was a place found for them in heaven any longer. So the great dragon was cast out, that serpent of old, called the devil and Satan, who deceives the whole world. He was cast to the earth, and his angels were cast out with him. The man and woman could never be permitted to eat from the tree of life again, because their death condition, separation from God, would have been eternal. Hashem has no desire for any of us to remain in bondage. On January 1st, 1863, history records that President Abraham Lincoln issued the Emancipation Proclamation. But for African descendants of slavery, it served to do the same as the words stating freedom and justice for all in the Constitution. Offer them no freedom, justice, or protection. Otherwise, Jim Crow laws could never have been established. On April 9, 1865, the American Civil War, which claimed the lives of up to 750,000 people, came to an end when Confederate General Robert E. Lee surrendered to General Ulysses S. Grant. Hatred and inhumane treatment of slaves was harsh enough, but hatred of those freed was worse after Confederate paper money became worthless. The high-class society of the South lost their economy. Confederate wealth was built on the forced labor of enslaved Africans, humans they invested in by owning them. But when the war ended, slaves were to no longer be legally treated like chattel, a personal possession. Galatians 6:10. Therefore, as we have opportunity, let us do good to all, especially to those of the household of faith. God could have received glory in an amazing way if those who use the word of God for power and control would have honored the word of God for unity and teaching God's love. If God's love had been demonstrated, unity and gratefulness would have kept a strong and productive economy going in America that would exceed any amount previously gained. But from those who took on the nature of Satan, a spirit came demanding power, control, and self-manipulation. As we look back on Jim Crow laws, we realize how ridiculous they really were. An African American, a Negro, and a European American, a Caucasian, were to have no interaction. But an African American butler could take their hat and coat. The maids could wash their dishes, clean their houses, and care for their children. And janitors cleaned toilets they were not allowed to use. Lots of interaction. To honor God is to embrace our differences. God told us Abraham would be the father of many nations, those from Ishmael and those from Yitzhak, Isaac. Rarely is the robbery of Africa's wealth discussed, and the benefit of that wealth in America, which has never been an advantage to African descendants of slavery. However, Joseph, arriving first in Egypt, blessed all the house of Israel and all the Goyim, Gentiles, by hearing from God about a dream. See Genesis 41:25-32. On March 9th this year, it was reported that the Smithsonian Institute is returning more than 36 of its Benin bronzes to Nigeria after negotiations over ownership of the artifacts, which were stolen from West Africa in the 19th century. This brought my memory to March 9, 1841. The Supreme Court upheld the lower court ruling in the United States versus the Amistad with a 7-1 decision declaring that the captives were illegally kidnapped and thus were free. The Word of God and historical facts are amazing, and I enjoy their truth very much. Apartheid, Afrikaans, apartness, was a system of racial segregation legally enforced by the ruling white minority in South Africa from 1948 to 1994. The Population Registration Act, 1950, classified all citizens by racial group. People of different races were forbidden to enter the same shop, attend the same school, or live under the same roof. This attitude does, and always will, remind me of words from Willie Lynch, saying, "I guarantee every one of you that if installed correctly, it will control the slaves for at least 300 years. My method is simple. Any member of your family or your overseer can use it. Strategy 1. Taking on some drops of good white blood and putting them into as many black women as possible, varying the drops by the various tones that they want, and then letting them breed with each other until the circle of colors appear as you desire. What you've got is a multiplicity of colors. Crossbreeding completed for further severance from their original beginning. We must completely annihilate the mother tongue and institute a new language that involves the new life's work. You know, language is a peculiar institution. It leads to the heart of a people. We must know the pattern that goes off course. Messiah, Yeshua, the living word who became flesh, said this, Matthew 23, 5 through 12. But all their works they do to be seen by men. They make their phylacteries broad and enlarge the borders of their garments. They love the best places at feasts, the best seats in the synagogues, greetings in the marketplaces, and to be called by men, Rabbi, Rabbi. But you, do not be called Rabbi, for one is your teacher, the Messiah, Christ, and you are all brethren. Do not call anyone on earth your father, for one is your father, he who is in heaven. And do not be called teachers, for one is your teacher, the Messiah, Christ. But he who is greatest among you shall be your servant. And whoever exalts himself will be humbled, and he who humbles himself will be exalted. Our final priest is Messiah Yeshua. The word of God tells us that he comes after the order of the priest Melchizedek. I hope that you enjoy coming and spending this time with me each week, because I most certainly enjoy coming to you. Thank you for tuning in to God's Truth with Free Will. Please visit my website, www.soaringondestiny.com, www.soaringondestiny.com. I hope you return again next week. God bless you all.